This is 7AD, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Going very well. Now, today we've got, it's a big topic.
It is.
We're talking big stuff here.
We are.
Nuclear power.
Yeah.
And why don't we use it?
Well, it's an interesting question, isn't it? So the last few weeks, he who shall not be named has talked about nuclear being the answer to Australia's current energy crisis. We have uranium, don't we, Darren?
We have.
We have land space.
We have.
Yeah. Replacing big coal gas generators with big nuclear generators would seem to be an argument we could take to the people with some relative hope of success. Maybe. But nuclear will never, ever be part of the solution despite those who support its best intentions. Time is the number one reason. Minimum time for planning and building a nuclear power station is, in theory, 5 years, if you look at what the Chinese can do. But the average time of every other country that's ever built them is about 14 and a half years. Time is the number one reason why it will never happen. Time is also the number one reason why the federal opposition is pushing nuclear as well, as it knows if it shifts the argument away from using renewable energy towards nuclear power, it will buy the fossil fuel industry at least another decade, if not two decades, of business as usual. It's actually a reasonably clever strategy, but believe me when I say there is no serious intention of ever going nuclear. It's a strategy to maintain a status quo where certain industries maintain all the advantages. My opinion, anyway. Renewable energy projects, we're looking around about a two-year deployment time on average, so 14 and a half years versus 2 years. Just in case, though, you're not convinced, here are a few more reasons why we'll never see any action on nuclear power. Reason number two. Cost. Cost will always be a major hurdle for nuclear. The levelised cost of energy from a new nuclear power station is estimated to be around $151 per megawatt hour and becoming more expensive every single day. Now, for utility scale onshore wind and solar, it's about $41 per megawatt hour, and it's getting cheaper all the time. So 15 cents versus 4 cents is a pretty compelling argument against nuclear, and that's per kilowatt hour. Interestingly, though, the levelised cost of energy for nuclear is not even considering the cost to maintain and safeguard the nuclear waste. So that hasn't even been factored into that cost.
That's right. People often forget about waste.
This is a big one. So nuclear waste is reason number three. Consumed fuel rods are radioactive waste. Now, all around the world, most fuel rods end up being stored at the same site as the reactor sites, that's in many countries, you know.
Yeah.
So these sites have to be funded and maintained for at least 200,000 years.
Yeah.
Now, 200,000 years ago, Darren, we had just become Homo erectus and learnt to walk on our back feet. That was a big day for us. It should come as no surprise human beings do not have the will or capacity to fund and maintain a single site for 200,000 years, let alone hundreds of them.
Hmm.
Meltdown risk is reason number four.
Well, see, I would have put that at number one.
Yeah, well, I guess
we'll still paranoid about what's happened in Chernobyl, Japan.
Yeah.
If that happened here, I'm a skeptic.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to help you allay these fears there. So, did you know 1.5% of all nuclear power stations have melted down?
1.5%.
Yep. And the nuclear industry has proposed new designs that are now safer. But you have to remember, after every meltdown, you know, any unproven strategy or design, every learning experience comes off the back of the last disaster.
Yes.
Yeah. So these are known facts. So these will invigorate local opposition to any site proposal, as no one wants to be near one of these things if it all goes pear-shaped.
The debate at, was it Lucas Heights, Sydney?
Yep, yep.
John Howard time, when they went through that. And the people that were for it
still didn't want to be near it.
Didn't want to be near it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right if you put it out there, but, you know, I wouldn't want to be living there.
We call them NIMBYs, not in my backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So reason five, uranium is not really clean and green in any sense of the word. Now, 10% of all uranium miners across the world die of lung cancer due to radon gas that is usually found in close proximity of uranium. So we got uranium, radon, radium, the latter being which did poor old Marie Curie in when she discovered the stuff. Is not at all good for the human body. So we've got that. Then we have the principal argument of why we need to go nuclear, the reduction of carbon emissions. When we factor in mining, processing, transport, nuclear emissions from new plants will be around 78 to 178 grams of carbon dioxide per kilowatt hour of energy produced. Now, some of that's going to be emissions that will be produced while we wait for 14 years to be able to turn the things on. Solar and wind Now, if this is from mining of raw materials, processing, manufacture, installation, operation, we're looking at 2.2 grams per kilowatt hour of energy produced. So miles in front. Now, there is no such thing as zero carbon emission power, but renewable energy has the upper hand in this because it is the lowest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that's my take on why we will not see any nuclear energy in Australia anytime soon, or ever for that matter. And if you don't want nuclear energy in Australia and you want to push for renewable energy, the best thing you can do is vote for politicians that have policies that best suit where you stand on the issues of the day. The next best thing you can do is go and buy some solar.
Correct.
Yeah. Nothing sends a clearer message to politicians than being proactive, putting your money where your intentions lie. We have seen this in action over the last decade. While politicians have been squabbling over energy policy, Australians have been getting on with it. 2.68 million homes now have a solar system. That's one in four, Darren. And they're taking advantage of renewable energy.
Hmm.
Lower bills and economic benefits aside, that is still a powerful message of intent and belief that renewable energy is the direction this country needs to be striving towards. Go solar, lower your bills, reset the status quo.
All right. So if you have any questions, might be a nuclear question, any questions at all regarding renewable energy, then you can contact Adrian and the team at DMS Energy and talk about getting solar on your roof.
That's right. So give us a call on 1300 502599, or you can pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. Drop us a line on our website.
Yeah, and if money's a factor, keep in mind, you can finance, pay it off.
We can. We've got a really good finance process there. So you can see all about that. So it's www.dmsenergy.net.au, or have a look on Facebook and drop us a message.
All right. Thanks for that. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.